咁就下一个议程就係第六个议程啊，咁就隔离地盤嘅，即係刚才讲嗰、那个1至5号，而家呢个係7号啦。咁就嗰、那个项目都係即係头先嗰个地盤嘅西面啦。咁就欢迎代表就嘉利建设嘉利 property 嘅Ms. Hannah Xu Ms. Ida Leung 咁同埋佢嘅建筑师好人 partner 嘅 Mr. Tony Mui Planner LD Asia Mr. Dixon Hu 同埋Ms. Winnie Wu 同埋 Mr. Rico Wen 嘅，咁就亦都係照例要邀请 declare interest，咁啱啱主席呢就要 declare interest， 咁就因为都同有关发展商有其他项目啦，就唔係呢个，咁所以我諗主席係適宜declare interest， 咁喺我嘅即係 action 呢，就我邀请到Nick 呢係去做呢个代主席嘅位置嘅，咁就我将嗰、那个chairmanship 而家交俾Nick。
Morning, everybody. I think we'll change channels if you don't mind. English for this particular presentation. Sorry for my sharing anyway. But if the proponent wishes to present in Cantonese, no problem at all. No problem at all. Welcome to the team. Who is going to brief us on the project?
Dixon. I'm Dixon Hu. I'm going to brief the project.
Thank you very much. Would you like to present in Cantonese?
I think I can present in English.
Fine, entirely up to you. Okay, no problem. Can you try and keep it to 10 minutes?
Try my best. Okay. Basically, our site is just next to the one that was just built. It's just opposite to the Wharf site. Our site is 7 Tai Heng Road. This is the site location. It's, as you can see from the...drawings, our site is just next to the walk site, which is here. It's the Gary DG property site. According to the OZP, our site is also zone commercial 2 zone and subject to a maximum plot ratio of 9.5 for non-domestic building and plot ratio 5 for a domestic building. And also there are some other restrictions, for example 65% site coverage, maximum building height of 100 meters. And also there's a requirement similar to the site next to us, 20 meter wide waterfront promenade to be provided. Here's a site photo. As you can see, it's existing a go down storing a number of dangerous goods. In terms of site context, our site is surrounded by a number of completed and planned commercial buildings and also the approved residential development. This is a site that I just mentioned. And also, in future, there will be the public open space, the traded open space, and also the promenade here. In terms of site area and our site compared to the site next to us, we got a number of key constraints which is unique to our site. The first one is the small site area. Our site is only 25% of the site next to us, and we are also required to provide a 25 meter waterfront promenade, which also occupy about 25% of our site. So as you can see, the proportion of our site compared to the site next to us is 4 times larger, the site next to us. Also, we have also busy discussed with Plan D, and also one of the requirements that apart from the 20 meter wide promenade, we need to provide 6 meter setback along this frontage so that there will be a 15 meter of ventilation corridor to be provided. So based on the above constraints, we have formulate a preliminary development scheme which is shown in the here. We got a number of total of C number of blocks, which is a block size much smaller than the one next to our the opposite side, and the building height is also keyed to following the statutory restriction of 100 MPD, and it's expected there will be 27 number of stories, and there will be a basement car park. The proportion will be stick to a proportion of 5 instead of the non-domestic proportion of 9.5. Some of the key design considerations in formulating this scheme include the incorporation of, firstly, the 20-meter promenade, so that the whole promenade can be continuous with the surrounding parks. And also, as mentioned, we will stick to plenty requirement of keeping a 6-meter wide ventilation corridor. And also in designing our scheme, in order to propose a more, instead of more development, we have also proposed another 6-meter corridor in this location, so that there will be 2-view corridor in our proposal. So in terms of building disposition, we will in this part we have a waterfront promenade. In this part we will reserve for the 6-meter wide ventilation corridor. And also we want to create, as just mentioned from the proponent in the earlier section, we are also proposing a wider vista or a park landscape garden in this area, because this will be a park in future. And instead of pushing the park close to this committed park, we think it would be better to keep the park in this location, so that it's already basically fixed the layout for our scheme. It's basically follow this layout. The box will be aligned in this alignment. And also, this layout will also avoid overlooking between the box, between this development and the adjacent developments, and also the opposite buildings. In terms of the waterfront promenade, apart from the 20-meter promenade to be provided by the applicant, we have also 2 levels of landscape proposal to soften the edge between the development and the waterfront promenade. This includes the incorporation of a 3.5-meter building setback along the boundary for planting, and also a landscape garden at Terrace, so that this will more or less stagger green facade. Also, we will provide, instead of a typical podium car park, we will provide basement car park to avoid the massive podium car park structure above ground, so that we could maximize the landscape area at ground level and also enhance the air ventilation. And the green coverage will more or less follow the proposals next to us to up to 25% of total site area. But then in my outside is much smaller and got much more site constraint, but we still follow all the key requirements that proposed in the opposite side. So in terms of justifications and merits of our proposal, firstly, the existing site is a dangerous good storage, and the current proposal is will offer the tenant gain to phase out the existing incompatible use that occupy the waterfront. Second, the proposal is totally compatible with the surrounding residential approved residential development and also open space as well as the commercial developments in the surroundings. In terms of development intensity, the site has the potential to develop to a commercial development of 9.5 versus the current proposal of residential development of proportion 5. It's clear that a lower proportion of 5 would be much better for this waterfront context. Also, we will provide a 20-meter wide waterfront promenade so that a continuous promenade could be provided in future. We will have a massive landscape proposal to enhance the local environment. We will provide a 6-meter wide ventilation corridor along the eastern edge, so that together with the line meter as provided in the adjacent site, overall there was 15 meter wide air ventilation corridor to be provided. And also the view, this also serves as a view corridor from the inland to the harbor. On top of this, we also provide additional 6 meter ventilation corridor along this direction, so that it's more, in terms of air ventilation, is much better. In terms of visual permeability, is much better. Also, we provide basement car park so that there will be no podium to reduce the building bulk, to facilitate the air ventilation, to maximize the landscape area at grade, and also enhance the visual permeability or air ventilation at ground level. So all in all, we believe that is a balanced scheme with optimum scheme that strikes a balance between various considerations. This take into account the site constraint, which is we have a very small site with narrow site frontage. But having said that, we have provided nearly all the proposal as incorporated in surrounding, for example, the 20 meter wide waterfront promenade, the provision of 6 meter wide ventilation corridor, and we have got 2 instead of 1 as required by Plan D. And also we also subject to a number of traffic noise issue, and also we try to minimize the overlooking between various blocks, and also it will help to provide additional residential unit in the urban areas. So we would like to take this opportunity to seek the views from all members on this development proposal, and subsequently we will submit the 716 to the Town Planning Board. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do you think you could just put back up the slide which showed the building, the two sites side by side? Because I think that would be very useful in the context of our discussion. This one, or there was an earlier one, I think had building disposition. One more. Keep going. No, maybe I missed it. Come back. Sorry. That one will do. Fine. Just for purposes of discussion. Could I just exercise Chairman's prerogative and ask a question? Has there been a dialogue with next door? I mean, if you look at the situation as you see it, this is the reason I asked you to put up the plan. Clearly, you're duplicating a lot of the facilities that are in the adjacent development. You're being forced into a wall solution along the waterfront. It would seem to me that, I know this is perhaps commercially sensitive, but it would seem to me there is considerable merit in considering perhaps your development as phase two of this scheme that we see on the right. I mean, has there been a dialogue with the adjacent owners? What I suggest is we'll take all the questions first, but that's just the first question, if I may put it that way. Members' thoughts, views? As the applicant has explained, this is very much a preliminary proposal, obviously looking for reaction and response. Sam?
Given that it abuts a garden, can you not move T2 around so it faces sort of in between T1 and T3 so it has a bit more flow through? So it's sort of facing out on the corner?
Twist. Twist two, yeah. But members' thoughts on the scheme at large, views. Please.
Just wondering whether there's any possibility to have some. It's actually similar to comments made earlier, as in T2 and T3, separated to allow sort of like access in between the two buildings.
So permeability is a question which you might want to answer in a minute. Any other questions members have got? Sorry, can't see you right at the end. Apologies, Sujata, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. I think, yes, when you look at the layout, understand it's a small site and a lot of constraints, but I would agree with Sam's proposal about the relocation or alignment of the and the orientation of block T2, and also whether you provided a 6-meter, you know, corridor across the site. It would have been good if it led to something on the other side of the other development, but it actually goes into the,
mm-hmm.
is stopped by the building location there. So that's why I think the chairman's questions about whether there was dialogue between the two developers is actually valid.
So please.
Chairman, a point of detail. I look at the northern side of the site. On the neighbor's side, there's a pavement along the road, right? But block T1 appears to encroach onto, very close to the northern boundary. So is it a requirement from the planning authority that you provide a through pedestrian way all the way to the western side or the, on our left-hand side to the park? Otherwise, it appears that your site, you will fence off your own site, and the pedestrians will stop short at what is it called? The breezeway, the common breezeway.
Okay.
It's just up there, is it?
So, question about pavement access. Thank you. Anything else, members, you want to ask of the proponent? All right, if you'd like to pick up those questions, please. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman, and the questions from various members. Firstly, in terms of dialogue, we haven't had any formal dialogue. However, we have looked various comments from Harbour, from this task force on various issues, and we have taken note of all the key issues, as well as we have also discussed with Penn the urban design section on various key issues on this area before we formulate this in. In our previous discussion with Plan D, we did have a scheme with somewhat twist T2 so that there will be a continuous wall in this for these three buildings. But however, after various consideration, we consider it may be better to allow to have a balance approach so that apart from the fact that there will be a breezeway and new corridor in this address, in this direction, it may be good to have another breezeway and new corridor in this direction. In case we are required to provide to swap this building so that there will be a curvy form or something like that, there will be no gap in this aspect because of our site configurations. Maybe do you want to say? Okay.
Question about the pavement?
You mean the pavement for
Yeah.
Actually this is continuous pavement. At the ground level we have allowed the setback so that this could provide continuous pavement in line with the adjacent development. Because this spot is actually raised up.
It's close, very close up to the boundary, T1. So people have to walk through your site. It's your premises. You have right to stop people passing through then.
I think maybe this joint is not good enough because there is some distortion. Maybe I be so another. Actually, this part is actually not. Maybe we saw another plan.
Okay, better. All right.
Yeah, maybe this plan is a more.
This is the one I want.
Yeah, okay. So as you can see, we have allowed the setback so that there will be a continuous pavement.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Any members, any further questions? Please, Maggie.
If it's difficult to twist tattoo, is it absolutely essential to have the breezeway that they have on the east side, the 6 metres? Couldn't that come between the two blocks, 2 and 3? And then you've got much air coming from, I believe, where the wind comes from down
mm-hmm.
there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep the one this way, and it seems to be the ideal solution. Because you've got the 9 metre. Now, this depends on what planning say, of course. You've got the 9 metre next door, which gives you a nice breezeway. Is there any necessity to have 15 metres and then a wall, which doesn't seem quite right, or the most sensible anyway?
Eric, what do you think planning would think of moving the building?
I suppose Maggie's suggestion.
Ah.
I strongly support that there should be a building gap between T2 and T3.
Yep.
And provision of a building separation between T2 and T3 does not necessarily preclude the provision of a 6 meter wide wind corridor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends very much on the design. I think we can have both the wind corridor and a building separation.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chairman.
Oh, you want the best of both worlds, do you? All right. Okay. Sujata, sorry. Yeah, you have to stick your hand up higher, sorry.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Chairman. I think even for the building T1, which is going all the way to the site boundary, if you had the gap between T2 and T3, and you had turned around the tower, like so it's not in that axis, you could then actually have taken advantage of the views as well, in a way, like the neighboring site did. But anyway, this is getting into detailed design, but I think the most important is actually having the avoiding the wall type of development as much as possible.
Any other comments? Members? Well, I think if I may just try and react, and I think there are obviously concerns about massing, there are obviously concerns about view corridors. We feel that more work certainly could be done on T1 and T2 in terms of separation and, sorry, T2 and T3, sorry, in terms of separation. Also, I think that it's a very standard block, if I may say so. I know it's early planning, but I mean, if you compare it with obviously the more developed design in the case of the adjoining site, they do look very much to me, if you like, to be the poor relation. I think you need perhaps to go away and do a bit more work and come back. I don't think at this stage, as a task force, we could indicate support to what we see on this plan anyway. We appreciate that. I think the tightness of the site, we appreciate the challenges, but I think we were looking for a rather more creative solution in terms of building massing, in terms of permeability. It's not there at the moment. It's a pretty standard solution, and I think we're looking to you for something a bit more innovative. Is that a fair summary, members? Please react, proponent, respond if you wish. Please. Somebody wants to say something?
I think there are various rated consideration on, for example, air ventilation, where to put the breezeway, and there should be gap in between the buildings. We all fully understand that, but there are various pros and cons for various options. And for example, maybe we would like to mention a few more points on this. Firstly, compared to the building bulk of adjacent development, our building blocks are much smaller. Yeah. And the second thing is, we have explored, this is the previous approved scheme from the adjacent development, it's approved by the Town Planning Board, and we have also overlaid the latest scheme as presented by them, just we received yesterday. And as you can see from this scheme, if we move the box around, for example, move this box to here, and then this will be an open space, and we also push this open space towards the tender open space, the tighter open space. There may not be a big mirror for doing this layout, but compared to this open space location putting in here, we got improved the semi-climate in this area, and also much more open view for our development and also for the adjacent development. And and also based on their latest build corridor, which is aligned a little bit in this direction, and we can measure that our build corridor will be improved from 15 meters to 19 meters. And also apart from this direction, we also reserve another pathway and new corridor in this direction. This is the basic logic that we think this is a balance scheme between various considerations. But if we end up, for example, relocated block in another consideration and other the building gap in between T1 and T2, and this may not be feasible. Maybe that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see the challenge you have, but the challenge we have is that we obviously have to look at things in the context of the harbour planning principles, and I think T2 and T3 give us a problem.
Understood.
I don't think T1. I don't think anyone's really particularly commented on, but it's T2 and three that I think create that wall and lack of permeability, which. Members are concerned about. But I don't, as Sujata says, I don't think we should be into design here. I think my suggestion is you take the comments away. As you say, this is only preliminary design anyway. Why not do a month's work and come back with, in a month's time, with a more refined scheme which would reflect the comments of this task force, but would also obviously. Be a more detailed design solution anyway. I mean, you've got more work to do on design, I think. So my suggestion would be to come back. Because obviously, I mean, just so you're aware, obviously the comments that we're expressing today will be summarised, and if you don't come back, we'll obviously be passed to the Town Planning Board. And when your application comes up, obviously our reservations will be reflected at the board. So it's really your call.
Thank you for the comments, Chairman. We will take care of all your comments, and then we will come back probably in the next meeting.
Fine, okay. I think that's better. Respond. If you respond, then we can react. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I'll pass the chair back to Vincent. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick. You have a much better time control than me, actually. Okay. Thanks, Nick, for acting as the chair. Next time when I overrun my meeting, I will pass the chair to you. You can catch back the time. Right. Thank you very much. I'll switch channel back to Cantonese. Yes, Vivian, you have a point to make? Yeah, Vivian. Yes.
Earlier.
You are referring to an earlier agenda, yeah. Which I have to declare conflict of interest.
It's actually an interesting point because, Nick, I thought when we were looking at the proposal for 7 Kai Hing,
yes,
versus 1 to 5 Kai Hing. If we were to look at the wall effect, actually the wall effect of 1 to 5 is much greater than number 7. I feel uncomfortable to raise that with...
No, you're right, but if you're forcing 1 to 5 to 3...
So it's whoever that gets in early. Because in terms of the width of the wall effect, 1 to 5 is even greater. Even though, of course, I think there is room for improvement for number 7. That's my point.
Yeah.